mine is definitely not a day job. The day is for sleeping. A long golden time of sunny safety hits about noon, and peters out at about 5 in the winter, somewhere around 8 in the summer. I like to be home, curled up in bed with Saul's arms around me. I do not like wrestling with a traitor in a filthy storm sewer reeking of the death of small animals. I don't like being thrown and hitting concrete so hard bones break. And I hate it when they try to drown me. Hell, I can't even count how many people have tried to drown me. And I live in the desert, for Christ's sake. This close to the river, there's always seepage in the bottom of the tunnels. And the traitor, a long, thin grasshopper who had once been a man, filed teeth champing and yellow-green saliva spewing, shoved me down further, sludge squirting up. Bracing myself against the slimy bottom of the pipe with my free hand, I whirled, clocking the traitor on the side of the head with a knife-hilt braced fist. The traitor lost his grip on me in the slime and scudge. I got a mouthful of usable air and almost wished I hadn't breathed. The smell was that bad. Candlelight splashed the crusted, weeping walls. The traitor had set up an altar down here. Bits of rotting flesh and blood-stiffened fur festooning the low concrete shelf. Cats and dogs had gone missing in this area for a while. But the traitor hadn't bumped above the radar until small children started disappearing. I had more than a sneaking suspicion where some of those children could be found. Parts of them, anyway. My knife spun around my fingers, silver loaded along the flat of the blade, and I slashed with every ounce of strength my bent-back left arm could come up with. The blade bit deep across one bulbous compound eye. Green stuff splattered, too thick to be slime, but too thin to be pudding. Fist exploded upwards, pistol in hand. The carved ruby at my throat crackled with a single bloody spark as my finger squeezed back on the trigger. The recoil had kicked almost too hard even for my hell-tainted strength. I'd finally gotten around to getting a custom set of guns, like most hunters do after a while. And I'd wondered since, why had it taken me so long? 9mm are nice. There's nothing like something bigger to pop a hole in a traitor. Some male hunters go for the guns on the maxim that bigger is better. Female hunters generally go for accuracy of fire. I decided to go for both, since I've got the strength and have no complex about the size of my dick. I ignored the buzzing from my pager in its padded pocket and took aim again as the traitor began to move. I flung my left hand forward, and the knife flew from it, blue light streaking like oil along its blade. It hit solid in his ribs. Even that didn't take the pep out of him. Kill kids in my town, will you? My right hand blurred, coming up full of knife. My feet moved independently of me, and I hurled myself at him. We collided with rib-snapping force. I fainted with my left hand, and he took the bait, grabbing for my left arm. Stupid fucker. My right hand flicked, and the smell of a ripped gut exploded out. A foul carrion stench. The scar pulsed wetly against my wrist, feeding hellish strength through my arm. I twisted my wrist, hard, breaking the suction of muscle against the blade. My knee came up. I shoved, and he went down jerking as the corruption of hell raced through his tissues. It devours everything in its path. The bargain they make claiming the flesh, and quite possibly the soul. And the body dances like a half-smashed spider. The traitor collapsed inwards, his compound eyes falling in, runnels of foulness greasing his cheeks.
Oh, Jesus!